alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 9th of Muharram 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we will speak about the fadail and the virtues of the Ahlul Bayt. Who are the Ahlul Bayt? What rights they have over us? And what should we be doing on a daily basis? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us about 25 prophets and messengers, Name Nami Isme Grami, is mentioned in the Noble Quran. And they said, La as'alukum alayhi ajra. We don't ask you for any salary, any reward, any recompense. In ajriya illa alallah, but my reward is by Almighty Allah. But when it came to Habibuna, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was an added dimension. And what is that? Almighty Allah states, Qul, you ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, La as'alukum alayhi ajra. I ask you for no recompense and no reward. Illa al-mawaddata fil qurba. But you must love my kith and my kin. My family, you must love. So this refers to the entire family of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, the honorable wives, the children, grandchildren, and remember, the entire family basically, uncles, aunties, and everybody else will be included. So to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's family is an integral part of our iman. Then there are certain people for whom Nabi alayhi salatu salam mentioned greater virtues, like how all the prophets and messengers are selected by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. But Almighty Allah states himself, Tilka rusulu faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd, that some of the prophets and messengers, we gave some of them extra virtue and merit compared to the others. So it's not, they are part of the Ahlul Bayt, but some have extra virtue. So let's take some of the great noble personalities. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and Mary Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, in the second year of the Hijrah, during the month of Ramadan. Who is Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha? Her rank, her status is so exalted. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Fatima to Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she is the leader of the women in Jannah. So this is authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. And nobody can dispute that. We all accept it as Muslims. Similarly for the honorable sons of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, Al-Hasan wal-Husayn, Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, they are the leaders of the youth in Jannah. So all these are authentic ahadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Go open Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations you will find. How the greatest Nana, how Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved his beloved Nawasa, his beloved grandsons. I'll just give you 3-4 incidents and then you will understand. One day Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rendering a khutbah, a sermon, and the youngsters, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, you must realize what their ages were. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ladli, Sahib Zadi, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, Mary Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha, in the second year of the Hijrah after the Battle of Badr, and in the third year, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu's Milad Mubarak honorable birth takes place. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and in the fourth year, his Mubarak birth takes place and auspicious birth takes place. In the 11th year of the Hijrah, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes his parda and passes away, the demise takes place. So the youngsters, the grandchildren, they are ages 8 and 7 respectively. So they were very, very young. So they were walking, وَأَلَيْهِمَا أَحْمَرَانِ يَنْ يَمْشِيَانِ, and they had red colored clothing on, and then they tripped and they fell down. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is witnessing and observing all this. The Master alayhi salam stops the khutbah and goes and picks up his grandchildren, and then he embraces them and says, Swadaqallah, Allah Jalla wa Ala spoke the truth. Innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. Your wealth, your assets, your children, your grandchildren are a trial for you. I am the Nabi of Allah, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. When I saw my beloved grandchildren, Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my beloved Nawasa, falling down, and I could not bear it. Hence I went to pick them up, and I embraced them, and so forth. Now who will do that? Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they definitely have a special place in the heart of every Muslim. One day Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees both brothers and then embraces them and then says, Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma fahibbuhuma wahibba may yuhibbuhuma. Ya Allah, I love my two grandsons. You love them, O Allah, and love the one who loves them. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So remember that to love the Hasanain, we call the two brothers. And then one day Nabi alayhi salatu salam is walking. You will find the hadith in Ibn Majah. And in the opposite, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is. He witnesses Nana, beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes forward in front of the Sahaba. You know, children. So he then moves away to the other direction. Nabi alayhi salam going straight, he goes to the left. Nabi alayhi salam goes that side, he moves to the right. Wahuma yudahikan. And both are smiling with one another. Nawasa, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. And Nabi alayhi salam is smiling with him. And then Nabi alayhi salam catches him, embraces him, kisses him, and says, Ya Allah, Allahumma inni uhibbuhu, I love this grandson of mine. How many incidents like that you will find? One day you must remember Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhuma were on the back mubarak of the Master alayhi salatu salam. So that's a wonderful markab. A means you have, O grandchildren, that you have, you are right on the back mubarak of the Master alayhi salam. What did the Master alayhi salam say? Wa ni'mal raqibu. Yes, I am the best of all my Allah's creation, but this grandson of mine and grandchildren of mine are also very, very good and excellent. So like that, Nabi alayhi salam set the precedent for humanity and posterity. However, what we must understand, what is the belief of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah? Now if you study this word Ahlul Bayt, it is mentioned in three different places in the Quran. And I'll mention each one to you so you don't get confused. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, remember that in his old age, he had no children. Chapter 37, verse 100. He begs Almighty Allah. He petitions Almighty Allah. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh, beloved Allah, grant me pious offspring. Ya Allah, grant me normal offspring. And Sayyida Hajar, both ways in Arabic, in our terminology, we call this tarkhim. Ya Aish, Ya Aisha. Ya Hajar, Ya Hajara. So you call it Tarkhim, the last letter, you delete it, you omit it, and so forth. So she gave birth to Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. But the first wife, Sayyida Sarah radiallahu anha, she is very, very old, and she doesn't have children. Ye Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam come there to Palestine. Their destination is Sodom and Gomorrah, where Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam is. They're going to punish them, but they stopped by Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. And they gave him great tidings that your wife will give birth. So she was now very, very surprised and astonished. Ata'jabina min amrillah wa rahmatuhu. Are you being surprised, O Ahlul Bayt? That you, Ahlul Bayt, you are surprised? With the mercy of Almighty Allah, the Qudrat of Almighty Allah. So remember that Ahlul Bayt in this verse where Allah Ta'ala is speaking of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sayyida Sarah radiallahu anha refers to who? The honorable wife of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. From there we deduce. And this is the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That remember the honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa, Sayyida Juwayriya, Sayyida Zainab. All of them are part of the Ahlul Bayt. Because Ahlul Bayt refers to the wives as well. Second one, we see Nabi Musa alayhi salam. His mother feared for his life because the Pharaoh was killing all the young children, the boys that were being born. So Almighty Allah informed her, La takhafi wa la tahzani, O mother of Musa alayhi salam, you must not fear, you must not be sad. Inna radduhu ilayki wa ja'iluhu min al-mursaleen, we will send him back to you. And we will make him a mighty messenger and a great prophet. His name Isme Grami is mentioned the most in the noble Quran. He was dark in complexion, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. He had sheepish hair like an African. But Allah elevates him as far as the name goes, the name Isme Mubarak goes 136 times. Nabi Musa alayhi salam's name Isme Grami, honorable name, is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. What does it tell us? Allah is elevating him. So now, he is growing up in the palace, the royal palace, the palace of the Pharaoh. They're trying this lady, all that, that they must breastfeed him. And he, Pharaoh's wife, Sayyida Asiya radiallahu anha, she said, Asa ayyan fa'ana o nattakhidahu walada, that he will benefit us and we will take him as our son. And you don't la taqtulu, never kill him. First moment she just saw Musa alayhi salam, she fell in love with him. Wa alqaytu alayka mahabbatan minni. And now the Pharaoh, you know the story. You have a father-in-law, mother-in-law, sister-in-law, daughter-in-law. But the wife, she is the law. Even the Pharaoh understood that, that it's not his law. Sayyida Asiya will tell him what to do. So he said, fine. And now the breastfeeding, Allah Ta'ala says, وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِيَا. Nobody can breastfeed him. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, he will not accept it. So Nabi Musa alayhi salam's sister, she was seeing what is happening. She tells them, Hal adullukum ala ahli bayti yakfulunahu. But I show you Ahlul Bayt that will go and they'll breastfeed him and they are his well-wishers. She said, please, we want to love, this baby must have a healthy life and he must grow up strong and develop and so forth. So then she brought Nabi Musa alayhi salam back to her mother, and as soon as Nabi Musa alayhi salam was his mother, then the mother starts breastfeeding and so forth. So in this text and context, the Quran is teaching us that who are the Ahlul Bayt? The mother. So Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 33, verse number 6, النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأزواجه أمهاتهم. The honorable spouses and the wives of Nabi alayhi salam, they are the mothers of this ummah. Third place where the Quran Sharif mentions it, Surah 33, verse 33. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْزَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. So you don't take one verse out of context. Look at the text and the context. So before it, the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam are mentioned. After that, again the honorable wives are mentioned. And then Nabi alayhi salam took, and there was a kasa, a piece of material, a shawl. And Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took Sayyidina Fatima, took Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, and said, Ha ulai ahlu bayti. They are my Ahlul Bayt, remember that. So the words change from feminine to masculine. Why? So that to include Sayyidina Ali and Hassanain, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein. They're all part of Ahlul Bayt, there's no question about it. One day this incident is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. People came for Hajj. From where they came? From Iraq. And then they came by him, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. And they asked Abdullah ibn Umar, like our South Africans, you know, our South Africans, they'll come Hajj time. If I smoke, is that dumb? If I do this, is that dumb? If I scratch? And if I do this, is that... So I tell the South Africans when we used to go for Hajj, I say the way you're carrying on, your pulse Hajj is dumb, dumb, dama, dumb, dumb, dumb. As long as there's no dumb, then they will do the opposite. Remember that. We tell them sleep in Mina. They say if you don't sleep, is it dumb? So they see, they just look for excuses. You say I smoke, is it dumb? So this person told him, Abdullah ibn Umar, I'm in ihram and I killed the fly. I'm in ihram and qataltu zubab. I killed the fly. So what is the punishment? What is the penalty upon me? And so forth. He, Abdullah ibn Umar, gathered the people. He said, O people, listen to this people of Iraq. The people of Iraq, listen carefully. The people of Iraq, you are the ones that you martyred and you murdered Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's grandson. And today you Ahlul Iraq, you are asking me that if you slaughter, you cut the fly, you kill the fly, then what is the penalty? That time when you martyred Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's grandson, did you ask me what you did? I remember and I saw Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taking his beloved grandson, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, and embracing them and saying, Huma rayhanayya fil jannah, they are my fragrance in Jannah. See, brothers. So we must think also properly. Carry on. Now we see, you must remember, we are on the day coming to the Makkah Mukarramah. I just translated the khutbah. So Sheikh Bandar Balila was speaking about Ashura and all that there. So mashallah, that is their day today, the 10th. For us, tonight is the 10th of Ashura, the night of Ashura. And tomorrow is the 10th. So there are three things. Every one of you, my brothers, my sisters, all the esteemed listeners, I appeal to you, a humble appeal, that we don't know how many more Ashura we will see. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Mukarramah used to keep one fast. When the Master alayhi salatu salam came to Madinah Munawwara, first time interaction with the Jews, and found that the Jews are fasting. Why are you fasting this day? The Jews said, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, both. Hada yawmun azim. This is a magnificent, great, spectacular day. Anjallahu fihi Musa wa qawma. Allah Jalla wa la rescued Nabi Musa alayhi salam and his people. Wa aghraqa fir'auna wa qawma. And he drowned the Pharaoh and his people. Fasawmahu Musa shukran lillah. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam kept this fast to thank Almighty Allah out of thanksgiving. What did he, rahmatul alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam say? Nahnu ahakku wa awla bi Musa. We are more deserving and we have more right over Nabi Musa alayhi salam than you. You corrupted the teaching of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. You corrupted the text of the Torah. Quran says, yuharrifuna al-kalima amma wa'adhi. And we are learning and teaching and promoting, propagating the true teaching of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, the Torah, the Injil, the Quran Sharif. So therefore the hadith is mentioned in Bayhaqi, Sumu at-Tasiya wal-Ashir wa khaliful Yahud. That fast on the 9th and 10th, mashallah, many brothers and sisters are fasting today, excellent, and tomorrow you fast. And then you oppose the Jews. For some reason we are not fasting today, then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, other hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Sumu yawman qablahu aw yawman ba'dahu. You fast one day before Ashura or one day after Ashura. So you fasting today and you fast tomorrow, excellent. You never can fast today for some reason, so you fast tomorrow and fast Sunday. So in that way, that will be very good. And some brothers want to fast today, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, so that will be excellent. It's like you can fast the whole month. Man jaa bil hasana, falaw ashru amsaliha. So we must remember these two, three different scenarios. Tonight, what should we do? Tonight. You see, you brothers, I get so many messages from the wives, you know. They say, my husband is conjuice and a Makki juice, you understand? So he's so stingy. He don't want to give us even extra money. He don't want to spend on the children. I don't say all, obviously, now. But some husbands, they are like that. So this hadith, the hadith is weak, but we accept it in fadail and virtues. Man wassa'a ala iyalihi yawma ashura, wassa'a Allahu sa'ira sanatihi. Whosoever spends on his family, remember tonight, the night of Ashura, the day of Ashura, Allah Jalla wa'ala will make your rizq easy for you for the remainder of the year. There is a great book for ulama. You must remember that. It's called Lataiful Ma'arif by Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali rahimahullah. He is the student of Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah is the student of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. So very great scholar. So in there he wrote, Sufyan bin Uyayna, who was the teacher of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, used to say, فَجَرَّبْنَاهُ فَوَجَدْنَاهُ كَذَلِكَ. We tried it the night of Ashura, the day of Ashura. We were a bit lavish with our wives, our children, and Almighty Allah made our risk easy for that year. And the year we didn't do it, then there was some struggle and problem for that year. So all of you, inshallah, there are certain things. Whole day you're saying, oh darling, oh poppy, oh sweetheart. So tonight, inshallah, you tell your wife, oh honey, take this money and so forth, you see. So in that way, Allah will bring more muhabbat. What is husband-wife relationship? It's not only the bodies must meet, brothers. The hearts have to meet. When the hearts meet, then there's unity of thought. When there's unity of thought, you can be in the plane and you will go through the turbulence. You can be in the boat and the ship and you will go through all the waves. You can be in South Africa. According to the latest report, they said we have 25 million potholes also. So you will go through the potholes together also. So, but your hearts have to be united. Remember these things there. So inshallah, spend a little bit extra. Don't go to the restaurants and outside. Everything in your house, halal and tayyibah. That is what is meant. Not I'll take you, my poppy. Leave all that. You do in your house. That is halal and tayyibah. Now, sometimes what we do, that we invite so many people and so forth, so it becomes like a party. It becomes like a carnival atmosphere. That is not right. One hadith regarding qiyam fasting. One hadith, tawsi al-iyal. Spend a little bit extra on your family. Third hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, for the night of Ashura, the day of Ashura, taballahu fihi ala qawm, wa yatubu fihi ala qawm in akhirin. That Allah accepted the tawbah and repentance of a people, the Israelites, Bani Israel. Wa yatubu fihi ala qawm in akhirin. Allah will accept the tawbah of people in the latter generations, me and you. Allah Ta'ala, out of His fadl, His grace, His mercy, gives us opportunities. Mango, khub mango, or may ata karunga, I will give you. So don't squander this night. It's a big night, it's an auspicious night. Khalid bin Ma'adan, rahimahullah, they were senior tabi'in and successors. They used to say, on the night of Ashura, if you beg Almighty Allah, He will give you whatever you would ask, provided that is permissible. So read 2 rakat salatu shukr, 2 rakat salatu tawbah. Did we ever cry for Palestine? Every day, every second day, one 13-year-old boy, 14-year-old boy, and they just arrest whoever they want to. And you know the laws are all in their favor. So my brothers, inshallah, everything is turning slowly in our favor. But at least raise our heads and cry to Allah. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Our own country, see what is happening. How many people are being kidnapped? How many people are being hijacked and so forth? And the last and final message I want to give you, my brothers, is this. You know, there's a huge problem. And the enemies know that we are the ones who will be the target, the Muslims. Because we have Iman, we have Islam, my brothers. What are they saying? They say, we are queer, and we're coming for your children. You see, yesterday I mentioned it there in Masjid Mahmood. Yesterday this happened. A mother contacted me and she said, my daughter says she wants to go watch the movie, Barbie, whatever it is. So the mother said, no, you can't watch it. So the daughter challenged her and said, okay, show me in the Quran where transgender is not permissible. See how already they capture in the minds of our children and grandchildren and so forth. So my brothers, I told them, Quran says, Surah 4 verse 119, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. Whatever Allah said in the Quran is 100% the truth. Iblis, Lucifer, Shaitan said, I will command them and they will change the creation of Allah. Eve will want to become Steve, Steve want to become Eve, and they don't know what is their gender, imagine. Now if this happens to our children, then what? So think properly, use these occasions. Last question, who martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh? Tonight we will continue with Avondale, but those who know Arabic and the ulama and students, Mawlana Abdullah Khan is here. I gave him all the pamphlets, all the pages, and he's got it, Mawlana. So you ask him and then you read it, big photocopies. So may Almighty Allah grant us his love, the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of Ahlul Bayt, and the love of all the Sahaba and the Awliyaullah. And make our khatima on iman. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.